It's not only ironic because Johnson has been a vocal critic of Obama's handling of Iraq, saying U.S. troops should have been left there, but also Johnson isn't a big fan of the U.N. itself, saying some of its members are corrupt.
I don't believe in world governance, but I certainly believe in forums where people can come together and discuss and negotiate and try and solve things diplomatically as opposed to letting problems fester and devolve to a situation right now where we're going to have to deal things militarily.
Johnson's agenda includes ending violence against women and making oil-rich Arab countries pay for the cost of U.S. involvement in the fight against ISIS.
They are at greater risk, the Arab states, places like Saudi Arabia, than we are. We're under threat of terrorism. They're at threat of the loss of their regime. They're a wealthy nation. We should be pressing them hard to foot the bill for whatever military interventions required on our part.
Johnson also says the world needs to do more to fight the West African Ebola outbreak.
We can't let Ebola spin out of control, and it's almost reaching that stage right now. You know, how do you contain something? It's spreading rapidly. I've heard some relatively scary estimates in terms of how quickly this could grow to epidemic proportions. We can't allow that to happen.
Do you think that Ebola is a threat to the United States?
Not currently, but it could be.
Johnson says his appointment to the 69th session of the UN General Assembly won't take away from his duties as senator from Wisconsin. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.